hello, my ladies. Happy Sunday. I hope you are well and doing great on this Sunday, September the 27th. It's our last Sunday of September. Wow. We haven't connected on our Soul Sunday. It's been a minute, ladies. So it is good to connect with you on this Soul Sunday. This is Inspiration with Angela. Thank you so much for coming on in, being with me today. Our Soul Sunday, let's back up a bit because it's been a minute for our Soul Sunday. And I'm outside. I'm enjoying, oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. I don't know where you are. I don't know what your weather is, but here it is absolutely beautiful today. So if you hear a lot of outside naturistic, mainly cars, then that's what that's what you're hearing. So our Soul Sunday, S-O-U-L, ladies, saturating ourselves under love. We are just making sure, ladies, that we're loving ourselves. And so that's what Soul Sunday is about. It is putting that banner over you and saying, you know what, I matter. And I need to make sure that I'm loving myself and I'm nurturing myself and I'm taking care of myself. And ladies, loving yourselves even now is so important. I guarantee you it's so important, especially as we are getting ready to close out 2020. Isn't that amazing? I was intrigued. I'm actually sitting here and I have some daily... Ladies, listen, now I'm not a flower girl. I believe these are day lilies. So they close up at night and they open up during the day. I think the sunlight maybe opens them up. I was reading just a bit about it, but listen, maybe you all ladies know. So I did not know that. I did not know that they closed up at night and then they open back up during the day. And ladies, on our Soul Sunday, I'm just here to remind you, whatever you're doing today, whatever's going on in your world, maybe you're relaxing, maybe you had a busy day, maybe you're catching this in the morning, maybe you're winding down in the afternoon and you're taking a peek in with me, whatever's going on in your day today, it is so important to make sure that you're staying connected with yourself. And if you've listened to any of these casts that I've done, you know that is my, that's my core motivation. That's my core message, is making sure that we connect with ourselves, making sure that we're aware of what's going on with us. And that in itself will help you, help us to continue to move and grow and do the things that we need to do. So if anything, that is a main message that you will always hear on Inspiration with Angela. And that's just, ladies, you matter. You matter. And so I was walking over here and I was like, wait, where's the flowers? Where's the flowers? And I probably have thought about this before. I probably have seen them before. You know, you catch things and life goes on and you keep moving and sometimes it comes back around. One of the interesting things that caught my eye was that these flowers, I don't even think they last long. Like, they die within 1 to 2 days. What's the amazing part of these water lilies is that when they're opening back up, there's flowers constantly being regrown, if I can say that, being grown inside of them. And so it may seem like the same flower is opening and closing and coming back to us, but that's farthest from the truth. There's flowers that are actually dying. They don't last that long. And then new flowers emerge. And so there's many different stories about the water lilies, many different cultures that use these as as different things of their belief system and things like that. But I found that interesting, ladies, as we're talking about our Soul Sunday, as we're connecting and talking about the importance of making sure we love ourselves. And I think that the connection that I was getting with that when I was just sitting here and looking, and I looked up a few things, and I'm like, wow, I'm glad I came out this morning, is many times as we go through different seasons of our lives, ladies, some things are going to be hard. Some things are going to be challenging to let go. Some things are going to be easy to let go. But I want to encourage you to really start to embrace your seasons that you go into. It's so important as we continue to move along our journey, because there's going to be things that we think should stay and it goes. There's going to be things that we want to keep and we got to let it go. There's going to be things that we don't want and we glad it's gone in our lives. I'm talking to the mothers. I'm talking to single mamas. I'm talking to a spouse. I'm talking to a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, a lady that's working nonstop, a caregiver, someone that's having ideas, someone that's going through a financial situation. Maybe your health is rising up against you. So many different things, so many different pieces that we can put on us. Ladies, as we go through different seasons, I do not want us to forget how important it is to love ourselves through those seasons. Yes, ma'am. Love yourself through those seasons. And it's so important, even now, you know, as this is our last Sunday of September, as we get ready to go into October, I shared on one cast about the importance of, you know, even now, kind of reflecting over the year as we get ready to enter into a new year. I talked about the importance for me as not being so drawn into having a New Year's resolution, but actually getting a New Year's revelation about what it is that you want, where you are in your life, what do you expect, what are you wanting to do, what are you willing to give up, you know, as you look back over 2020 and over these last 10 months, what has happened? What has happened in your life? And so as I look at these water lilies, and I always come past here, and during the day they're open, and I'm like, oh, they look so beautiful. And when you're looking at them now, let me tell you something, ladies. When you're looking, it's green, the water's here, the water's kind of muggy, and you see all these pads on top of the water, and you see the flowers, and they're closed up. And it looks just really dull. It looks really dull. But I promise you, when they open up, I was over here yesterday, as we were walking, they stood out. I was like, oh, the flowers. And once again, it didn't even dawn on me until today to even kind of poke into what I was looking at over the past, I can't tell you, months. And I walked over here yesterday and they stood out even before I got here. But just looking at them now, they're closed in and you can't see anything. Yes. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Ladies, things are happening in your life, even when you don't even realize it. Beautiful things are taking place in your life as you take charge, as you say, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to leave this alone. I'm going to pick this up. I'm not going to worry about this. I'm going to say yes to me and focus on me. When I do that, I know that there are going to be some things that line up for me. So I want to encourage you, even in the times where you feel like no one knows what's going on, nobody sees you, nobody understands, even when you're smiling and things are challenging, even when you wake up every day and it's hard, that there's something beautiful going on the inside of you. And I don't want you to miss that, because sometimes we can get distracted. we can get so distracted and miss out in those moments about what's really going on, what's really trying to speak to us during that time, during that hard time, during that great time, during that challenging time. Maybe you feel like you're closed in and you know that you want things to change. You know that there's something else that you're supposed to be doing. You know that something else is about to happen and you just don't know. I encourage you, ladies, to make sure on this Soul Sunday, listen, saturating ourselves under love. Love yourself. Be okay with where you are. Maybe you need to sit down and reevaluate some things. Maybe you need to sit down and look at some things that that's happened over these past 10 months to figure out your strategy. Maybe you need to get some different downloads about how you've been responding to things. That's the importance of, you know, closing in, shutting things down, getting your own answers. So on this Soul Sunday, ladies, I want to encourage you to make sure that you're loving yourself. You know, we think about love, we just think about the ooey gooey feelings, and you know, we think about the flowers and the stars. And learning how to love yourself, it is so broad and so bigger than that. It's much bigger than, you know, we think about love, we think about marriage, and we think about relationships. It's so much more than that. I am single, and I think about love in such a different way as I've had an opportunity to make sure that I've been sitting with myself and trying to evaluate some things, even for me, about what is love? What's love when you don't have a mate, when you're not married? What's love when you don't have children? Because the world tries to tell you that you need to have these things to have love in your life. Oh my goodness, I'm learning so much, ladies. So I feel like the water lily. I feel like the lily, that the one that I'm looking at, that you can't see the flower right now. It's closed in. But oh, when it emerges, when it comes up on the scene, when someone sees it way beyond, you know, they way down there, but they can see something and way over there, like, wait, what is that? What's going on over there? So I encourage you, ladies, as you are embracing your Sunday today, to make sure that you embrace yourself today. Yes, ma'am. Make sure you love on yourself. Make sure you sit with yourself. Make sure you are in tune. Make sure you are connecting with you today. Get the revelation that you need. Get that word that you need. Get that sound standing board that you need. Get that foundation that you need. And sometimes, ladies, it's okay to put your hand up and say, you know what? I'm going to park it right here. I have no idea what's going on. I don't have an answer yet. I don't have a strategy yet. I'm going to park it right here and embrace myself. That's okay. That's okay too. I'll never forget the day that I realized that I was going to leave my job that I had. This was the highest paying job that I have ever had in my life. And I am 40, I'll be 46. And this job, I had this job for 6 years. 5.5 years ago, it was in 2017, I left that job. I started in 2011. So it wasn't like I had this long life of, for 6 years, I was on a job that paid me the most money that I've ever had in my life. And that wasn't a long time ago. And the day that I knew that I was going to have to leave that job, I was excited. Believe it or not, I knew, just like that water lily closed in, I knew that there was more. I knew that there was something else calling me. And I had thought about it, even within working in that job. I knew, I was like, okay, this isn't where I'm going to stay. I know that. And you don't never know how it's going to work, how it's going to happen, what's going to happen. But you just know that you know. Ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about. And so the day that I realized that my time was coming to an end there, I was excited. And yet I had no idea what was in store for me. Now, that was in June of 2017. So it's now October of 2020. So a little bit over 3 years. Yes, a little bit over 3 years. Almost 4 years next June. So three and a half years. And I tell you, ladies, it has been the most challenging, rewarding, unsure, faith walking, stepping out, wanting to step 10 steps back, lifting up my hands, closing my hands, crying, jumping, celebrating, walking into the unknown, discouraged. Oh my goodness, ladies, I felt every feeling that we could possibly have had. I felt it over these past 3.5 years. And it's all dealing with me saying yes. Me saying yes to something different and not even knowing all of the pieces, not even having all the pieces. And I said yes. I said yes to that which was on the inside of me. And I know many of you can testify and can say, I've been there. Many of you may be saying, oh, I'm finna go there. I'm finna get there. Many of you are walking in that, because I'm still walking in it. I haven't reached the place where I know. When I get there, I'll know. But I'm on my way, and it is a journey. It is a journey. So I want to encourage you, ladies. When I had to make that decision, I didn't have all the pieces. And I was learning, even in that place, to love myself, because it really does stem with how you see yourself, not how you see everybody else. Because I promise you, sometimes it is a lonely journey. You're going to walk by yourself on many roads. And I was learning, even in those moments, how to love myself, what love really is, how important it is for me to love me. Regardless of what the world tries to tell you love is, and what life tries to tell you, and what, you know, everything tries to say what love is, and definitely not coming against any of those things. I'm wholehearted about, you know, looking forward to getting into a relationship again, or considering marriage again, or finding, that space where I want to open up myself to have love again in my life. So not taking away from any of that. But I'm talking about, ladies, loving yourself. Truthfully, loving yourself will give you a better relationship. You'll be a better spouse, a better mother, a better woman in your business. All of those things, it flows in everything. And so as I've been going through my process, I'm learning about loving me. And so even when I'm looking at these water lilies and I'm seeing them closed up, I still know. I know that eventually they're going to sprout open, and something beautiful is going to come out of that. The same with us, ladies, as we're going down our journey, as we're going through these different paths that we take. I just want to encourage you on this Soul Sunday, ladies, how important it is to learn to love yourself. And each one of us, we're finding out what love is on our own. And so I'm not here to tell you about what love is and what you shouldn't be doing or how you shouldn't be feeling. That's a beautiful place to walk through. And I hope that you are walking through that. I'm learning so much, even about myself. So I just want to encourage you today on our Soul Sunday. We're saturating ourselves under love. We're just taking that banner and guess what? We're pulling it down and we're just wrapping it around us like a warm blanket. You know that blanket that come right out of the dryer? It's like, oh, yes. So I hope that you have a beautiful Sunday, ladies. I hope that this message, this word touched you in some way, shape, or form that's going to encourage you to draw closer to you, to draw closer to you during this season. So I want to say thank you so much. Thank you for spending some outdoor time with me. And I hope that you are safe and healthy on this Sunday. And listen, ladies, as you go through your day today, make sure that you take some time to look at yourself. Make a couple of declarations to yourself. Don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to look in that mirror and make a few declarations. I am a woman of purpose. I am creative. I have strategies from heaven. I have an instinct that's undeniably working in my favor. I am phenomenal. I am unparalleled. I am peculiar. I am joy. Yes, ma'am. That is you, ladies. So I encourage you today, have a beautiful Sunday. And guess what? I have one more thing to say. You have been inspired.